All right, everybody on the line, stay right there. We'll continue this. I'll continue the insanity in the next hour. We talked to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com every Wednesday at this time. Monique is joining us. Hello, Monique. How are you?
Hello, Maddie. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm holding on.
Excellent.
Thank you. What's going on Anchor Rising today?
Oh, lots of things. Mark points out that our quite liberal and pro-labor neighbor, Massachusetts, has bowed to economic realities and taken health care out of public collective bargaining.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was
the whole
myself.
State?
Huh?
The whole state or communities are doing it?
No, the state, the legislature.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. I understand that the labor union has promised lawsuits, but I mean, I don't know how you can sue when there's no money.
Right.
Anyways, so that's very interesting. Andrew has a post in which he points out a nasty little discovery by the Tea Party's Lisa Blaze this morning on WPRO about Governor Chafee's budget, which increases the tax on meals and hotel rooms from 1% to 2%. So in that regard, lowering and broadening, the lowering part really doesn't apply to that.
Really? So it would be a 9% on meals tax?
Yeah, but then everything is going to be lowered by 1%, so it sort of stays the same, but it's not really a lowering at this point.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're kind of they're keeping the integrity of the current
exactly.
Rate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
And Justin has a post about the column by the pro-Joe's John Kostreva about the alarming trend of 22 to 29 year olds to leave the state due to lack of economic opportunity.
Yep, that's a big one.
Yeah, we have a couple of posts about the Bob Watson situation.
Interesting. I'll be looking to see what your perspective is on that one.
Okay.
That's fascinating. Monique, excellent. Thank you very much
for
your call.
Matt.
AnchorRising.com. Go there. It's one of the greatest political blogs on the face of the earth.